You know, as I was praying over these scriptures in preparation for this morning's preaching, I had a memory from back at the time I was the rector at the cathedral. You know, the cathedral has a lot of old artifacts in it. They're not exactly just lying around. We do keep them under lock and key. But fortunately, because I was the rector there, I still remember all the security codes, and they haven't changed them. So I went and borrowed this cross. I left a note. But this is known as a pelican cross. If you go to the cathedral, it's located hanging on a wall down in the undercroft in a kind of like a nook. It's like an exit door out of it, but if you don't know it's there, you might not ever see it. And I think it was hung there for that reason. It is one ugly cross. So why was I thinking of that old pelican cross when I was reading these scriptures and thinking about Valentine's Day? How did that come together? Well, you have to know the story of the pelican cross. You see, the pelican, I learned, is one of the oldest symbols of Christ in our church. Interesting. I didn't know that till I was at the cathedral. Why? Why would a pelican be an image of Christ? Well, apparently, out in the world, if a pelican fails to find food to feed its young, it will pluck its own chest meat out to feed them. And the early church saw that and immediately thought of Jesus Christ. Hence, the pelican cross. This unique cross demonstrates how deeply Jesus emptied himself for our sake. Jesus gave himself to us completely, his very heart, something we taste to this very day in our Holy Eucharist. How can our response to this love of Jesus be any less complete? I believe this is part of what Jesus is getting at in today's gospel when he delivers its lesson to his disciples. Our response to Jesus' complete self-emptying love for us must of necessity be so complete that it delves even into our heart's intentions. Our response to Jesus' complete self-emptying is to be so complete itself that our response becomes as fundamental to our life as is our breathing. And this can only be done if we have great, deep trust in God's faithfulness and promise that through self-emptying, we become filled. That the last will be first. That the one who loses his life for Jesus' sake will find his life in God. This will take, on our part, great trust, which is, you'll recall, what faith feels like within us. Faith feels like trust. You know, on Jesus' cross, he had the company of two individuals who likewise had been stripped of everything: their status, their possessions, their freedom, and their power, even the power to move, as they were each roped to their own crosses. Stripped and bound, the only thing each had left was their heart. One of them, whose name we never learned, only offered Jesus in his pain his hate, his scorn, his ridicule, and his selfish demands for divine intervention. The other sinner, Dismas, who likewise was stripped of everything he had ever possessed or dreamed, offered Jesus the only thing his heart had left: faith in God's faithfulness, hope in God's love, and trust in God's power to forgive. In the moment Dismas cried out to Jesus, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom," Dismas went from simply being stripped of all that he possessed to being completely emptied for Jesus. Only then, you see, could he be divinely filled, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, poured into Dismas's lap, as he heard Jesus say, "Truly I tell you, this day you will be with me in paradise." Dismas's trust in Jesus, a trust that resulted in complete self-emptying, became a righteousness that allowed him to enter into the kingdom of heaven. As we now again partake in Jesus' self-emptying for each of us, listen to what Jesus wants from each of us in return. Now, one of the great joys of being a pastor, besides giving big kisses to couples, is receiving Valentine's Day cards from the kids. And since it's so close, a bunch of them came over from the school. And I was reading through them all. I love them. But this one stood out to me. It's from little Scarlett. Now, this is a Valentine's Day card, and I know you can't see it from here, so I'll describe it. It just says, "Father Jeff," and then there's a picture of a very sad-looking priest on a cross. It's a Valentine's Day card. But you know what? I think little Scarlett's got it right, because this is God's Valentine to each of us. And little Scarlett has the theology just right about our response, and it's on the inside. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, it doesn't get better than that.